My name is Sophia from the TPUSA chapter at Classical Consortium Academy in Barrington, Illinois. There is a societal trend towards socialism in our country today, as shown through policies like Kamala Harris's proposed price controls. What do the American people need to know about socialism, and what should we do to combat its negative effects?
Hi, Sophia. That was a great question on socialism. You know, I wrote a book called Socialism, The Real History from Plato to the Present, and the subtitle is How the Deep State Capitalizes on Crises to Consolidate Control. But why Plato? Plato's the first one that talked about everybody owning everything in common. And it sounds nice till you think it through. Somebody has to be in the government handing out the common stuff. And they're always going to be tempted to want to funnel a little extra to their family and friends on the side and hold back from someone they don't like. And before you know it, it gets discretionary. And the saying is, he who holds the purse strings has the power. So every attempt at everybody owning everything equally always ends up with a deep state bureaucracy passing out favors to their friends. People say, wasn't the early church socialist? No, the early church was the early church. Socialism is counterfeit early church, and the difference is between the word voluntary and involuntary. The early believers voluntarily sold their property and laid it at the feet of the apostles. They didn't have the Roman government take away their property and involuntarily force them to put it at the feet of Pilate. You know, when the children of Israel went into the promised land, every family was given property. If you own property, you can accumulate stuff. The Bible called that being blessed. And you can give away some of your stuff. The Bible called that charity. Well, Lenin said socialism is a transition phase to communism. And Karl Marx said communism can be summed up in a single sentence, abolition of private property. Well, if you don't have any private property, how can you be charitable? How can you give away what you don't have? What are you going to steal and break the law? Now you're a thief? No. God entrusts you with stuff and then gives you opportunities to show on the outside the love of God that's on the inside. You know, the early pilgrims came to America and they were a company colony. What's that? Well, they didn't have money. They had to go to some investors in England, the London Company, and they had bylaws and they would lend them the money in exchange for them agreeing to these bylaws. And the bylaws said everything would be owned in common. Everything got by hunting and fishing and trading shall go into ye common stock, and everyone's livelihood should come out of ye common stock. And they tried it and almost starved to death. William Bradford, the governor of the Pilgrims, said that a younger man objected to doing twice as much work as the old guy, but got paid the same. And the older man considered it a dishonor to be ranked in labor with the younger ones. And he says, as for men's wives who were obliged to do service for other men, such as cooking, washing their clothes, etc., they considered it a kind of slavery. And many husbands would not brook it or allow it. He said, let none think that this was due to human failing rather than to this communistic plan of life in itself. So they scrapped it. They gave everybody their own plot of land. And guess what? They had an abundant harvest. William Bradford said the women now went willingly into the field and took their little ones with them to plant corn. While before they would allege weakness and to have compelled them would have been thought great oppression, right? So socialism is a bait and switch for dictatorship. In other words, imagine if older fish could tell younger fish to stay away from shiny things dangling in the water. But they can't. So every new generation of younger fish sees this shiny thing, they're attracted to it, they're caught. Socialism is a shiny thing dangling in the water. Free food, free clothes, free education, free welfare. Free is attractive, but there's a hook. You give up control of your life. You know, in Texas, they have a problem with wild pigs. They can destroy a cornfield in a night. And so I was reading on how to catch pigs in the wild. You put a post down and you throw some corn. And the pigs come, ignore the post, eat the corn. Next day, there's two posts and more corn. Next day, three posts. And you put the post in a little semicircle until finally there's just a little opening and you throw the corn down. And the pigs are so used to eating the corn, they squeeze through the little opening and they eat the corn and you shut the gate and you caught yourself some wild pigs. So there's a trap when you receive free stuff. It's like a drug dealer. He takes over a neighborhood two ways. He can come in with guns and get people scared and they submit, or the drug dealer is so nice he's giving away free drugs until you get hooked. And then you want some more free drugs, you're going to have to incrementally give up your freedom to keep it coming. So socialism may sound good, but it takes away your individuality. It takes away your faith to trust God to use you and give you creative ideas and you to become successful. And then he blessed Abraham, so what? So he could be a blessing. God wants to bless you. He wants to bless you abundantly. Why? So that you can be a blessing, so that you can advance his kingdom and share his love with a hurting world. I hope this helped. God bless you.